We live in a country where freedom, the word freedom, is used a lot, right? We're free. We say we're a free country. We believe that. I mean, I'm thankful that I can stand here this morning and preach what I want. In other words, I'm not censored by the words that I say. Of course, I am obligated to each and every word to be accurate from this book. Okay, I want to make that statement. Okay, because this has to be spoken correctly and accurately to the best of our ability to what we have. But in America, we're able to do that. We're able to have this Bible. We're able to have it at home. And I'm thankful for that. I hope that you are. But sometimes I think we take freedom for granted. Because we're so used to it. We're so used to being able to go and do and what we want to a point. But I see a trend where freedom, our freedoms, are starting to diminish. You know, they're starting to get taken away little bits at a time. And other countries, they don't have this freedom that we have. China, and I've spoken about China before. There are millions of Christians in China, and they don't even have a church. They have church underground, hiding in places, just so they can praise God. Or most of them don't even have a Bible. They just have to remember what they've heard. Or maybe one person has a Bible, and they don't have that freedom that we have here. And there's many countries that are like that. And we can look at our history and we can look back at all the different things that have gone on. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight with the history of the Bible, because that's one of our articles of faith. We believe in the Holy Bible. We believe in the Scriptures. And I'm going to talk about the history of the Bible and the history of the translations tonight. But freedom, I mean, do we take freedom for granted? And I see a lot of people today in this country who I believe take freedom for granted. They don't understand what freedom really is. They don't understand the sacrifices that were made for the freedoms that we have. And they act like they don't even care. And that hurts me at times. It does. I know a lot of people that signed the dotted line to go to war, to serve our country, without doubt. Now, some of them were drafted, but yet they served. Some of them didn't make it home. Some of them are sitting here this morning. Some of them are sitting in many churches, and some of them are not. But they still served their country. And I know at Memorial Day, we celebrated the ones that are fallen, our fallen soldiers. And we're free here in America because of those sacrifices that others made for us. That's why we're able to stand and worship our God that we believe in. We believe in a Savior, though, that gave a sacrifice so that we would have freedom as well. Freedom only comes when first there is a sacrifice. That's the only way we get freedom, is for a sacrifice to be made. Let us not forget that. Let us not forget that this morning. On this 4th of July is Thursday. I know that's a few days away, but this whole week, let's remember that. When you're walking down the street, or when you're driving, or if you're at home, let's remember the sacrifices that were made for our freedom. Let's not take it for granted. There's a story that I heard many years ago, and It was when I was studying for this week, it kind of come to me again, and I found it. And Verna's going to play a video, and I want you to listen to this. It's going to take a few minutes. I don't use videos very often, but I could have spoken this myself, but this guy does it better than anyone I know. And I just want you to take a moment and listen. If you've never heard that before, it really speaks truths to the sacrifices, even to the ones who signed the decoration. The sacrifice that they made to give up everything. They were wealthy guys, as he stated. They had a lot to lose. They had a lot to give up. But yet they were willing, for the good of the people, for the good of the nation, for the good of the country, to give everything that they had, including their lives, so that we today could stand in freedom. And that means a lot to me. I think about our history. I think about those things. Freedom only comes when first there's a sacrifice. And that's what these 56 guys knew. They understood it, each and every one of them. And I ask you this morning, are you willing to forsake all? Are you willing to forsake all this morning? And I know we live in such a blessed country, and we can look at our flag, and we can honor our flag, and we can honor our country. But we have to be careful how far we go with that, because then it can become idolatry. But when we look at the scriptures, when we look at our Bibles, and we look at what freedom is, there are several scriptures I looked up about freedom. Galatians 5:1. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:13. It says, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. And Romans 6:6-7 says, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 8:12 says, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. 1 Peter 2:16 and 17. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. In Luke 4:18-19, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. This is freedom. Scripture, freedom from sin. We are free from sin. That's the freedom that Christ gave. That's the sacrifice. When He made His sacrifice, it allowed us to be free from the bondage and slavery of sin. And just like today, living in America, we're free people to do, to be able to stand, and to be able to the freedom of speech. I could go through and think of all the freedoms that you have. You think about your daily life and the freedoms that you're, the things that you're able to do. There's a lot of countries where you're not able to do that in. Because of the sacrifices that were made, we're able to do them. But also because of the sacrifice that Jesus made, we are free from the bondage and slavery of sin. I don't think. Revelation chapter 5. I don't think Verna has that. Something just came to me. Verse 2, chapter 5, it says, "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven and earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See the Lord on the tribe of, from the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. And the lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out unto all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your body you purchased for God persons.'" Now listen to this. "Persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of, and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Let's look at Luke 14. I know I'm going through some scriptures, but I do have a point. Luke chapter 14. Starting in verse 26. And I ask this again. Are you willing to sign? Are you willing to follow? Are you willing to be what Jesus was? Because, see, as an American, I can look at this. Am I willing to sacrifice myself for the freedoms of this country like many have? Am I willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? But then again, when we look at the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made and the obligation we have to Him for the freedom that He has given us, are you willing to follow Him? Are you willing to give the sacrifice that He gave for the freedom that He gave? Now listen to me. It says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able to, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one coming against him and 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask them terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? Are you willing to give up to serve Him? And that's what we're talking about this morning. It's the sacrifice, not only that our forefathers made, not only that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made for the freedoms that we have, but it's also for the sacrifices that we're obligated to do if we're willing to follow Him. If we're going to keep the freedoms that we have in this country, we have to what? We have to stand up for what we believe in, right? Once we stop that, our freedoms will go away. Once people stop sacrificing, the freedoms will go away. So what am I trying to say this morning? Relating to Scripture, relating to the sacrifice of the obligation that we have in Jesus Christ. Are we willing to give up everything to follow Him? Are you willing to take up your cross and follow Him? And what does that mean? Christ gave everything. You think about that. He was in heaven. Just like these, he says, these founding fathers, or these the 56, they were wealthy people. They had everything they wanted. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, was in heaven. He had everything He wanted. He didn't need anything. But yet, He was willing to give up everything and come here so that we could have freedom from the bondages and the slavery of sin that kept us. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16. It's another good scripture. Verse 24. It says, then Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. I'm going to go on and read. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for Me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what they have done. Think about that this morning. Freedom. Sacrifice. I hope that my life, the things that I do, I know I've not been a perfect person in my past. I know that. But because of the sacrifice that Jesus made, because of that sacrifice, I have been set free from the bondages of sin. And now I realize how important it is for me to live my daily life, not only for myself, but as an example for everybody else. And that comes with a sacrifice to not do things that would be a whole lot easier to do, a lot more fun maybe. Some of us were bound by those things. Some of us were bound by these things that kept us enslaved. But yet, we were set free by the sacrifice that Jesus made. Come on now.
Amen.
And I can show you scripture after scripture after scripture throughout the New Testament. Jesus didn't have anything. His disciples had not even a house to live in. He didn't even have a pillow to lay His head on. The sacrifice that He gave, the made, for our freedom. He did that for an example. Showing His disciples, teaching His disciples, this is the way you have to be. Even in that book of Acts, when it talks about the new church, the beginnings of the new church, they sold everything they had so that nobody was in need. They gave up everything to follow Christ. Why? For the sake of the church. For the better of the church. See, that's what it was for. And I've said this before. I said this on Memorial Day. There was many who sacrificed just so this church could be established here in Anna. They gave their money. They gave their life. They gave their time. Why? So that we could have this nice building to come and worship in, gather in. It wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the sacrifice of many. We wouldn't have air conditioning. It's nice, right? We can think about all the things in the world, the niceties that we're able to have that we wouldn't be able to have if it wasn't for the sacrifices of other people. I don't want to forget that. But I most of all don't want to forget the sacrifice that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave to me. That's the most important thing. Because I'm telling you, and I mean this with all my heart, I see a lot of change. I've seen a lot of change in my lifetime, and many of you that are older than I am have seen a lot of change in your lifetime. The changes that I see are Scripture being fulfilled. And I know what the Scripture says. It tells us the ending story. It really does. We have the story right in writing. It tells us what's going to happen. These things are getting worse. These things are happening before our eyes. Our kids are going to deal with stuff that we can't comprehend. And it is so important for us to be teaching. It is so important for us to be showing and sacrificing whatever it takes so that our children can stand strong in the future. And I can't stress how important that is. Because the things that we deal with, we think that are getting so bad that we don't understand. And that's why I said, I think it's really important the next Sunday night we come and listen to that seminar. It is so important. God loves everyone, and that is a fact. He wants for no one to die and go to hell. That's a fact. He left us here with a job and a purpose. And that's what? We've got to get people saved. We've got to share the love of Christ with people. That is our job. But yet, because of this freedom that we have, and this is why I said earlier what I said, we have to be careful not to let it become idolatry. Because then we can't serve two masters. We get so caught up in nice things. We get so caught up in the world and wanting and taking care. And I understand we've got to feed our families. We've got to do all these things. But we get so caught up in that part that we lay aside the most important part. And we take the freedom that Christ gave us for granted. You understand what I'm saying? And we just rely on grace and that freedom that He gave, and we don't respect it anymore over time. It's not important. And then there's people out there in this world that are dying. And I don't mean physically, I mean spiritually. There's people that are spiritually dead, and they need to hear the love of Christ. They need to hear the truth about the sacrifice. They need to see it in God's people. Amen. They need to see that. And that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do in our own way. We're called to be servants. I don't want to take that for granted. Are you glad you're free this morning?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be born in such a free country. I do thank you for that. Lord, I ask you to bless this country. We need your blessings here. Lord, I ask you to bless this church. Help us to be better servants. Help us to understand more. Help us to be wiser. Lord, we want to glorify you this morning in everything that we do. We want to glorify you in our lives, in what we do in our lives. Whenever we leave here, we still want to glorify you in everything that we do. Lord, if there's anyone here this morning that just needs the touch of the Holy Spirit, I just come forward right now. Just let Him encourage you. Lord, I thank you again. Lord, let us leave here better than we came, but let us not ever forget the sacrifice that you made. I praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.